Edging toward perfection for row crop production today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Potential yield is a term describing the best possible outcome for producing a crop. But in real life, crops don't grow perfectly. And what you end up with is the farm yield. The difference between them is called the yield gap. And farmers focus on production choices made to close that gap. Patrick Guyberson is a New Jersey farmer who serves on the United Soybean Board and on the board of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
The funky thing about soybeans, it seems like some years you can throw the kitchen sink at them and see nothing. Other years, corn seems to be more consistent than a soybean when it comes to things you can do with it. One year you'll get great results out of it. The next year it seems like nothing ever happens.
There's a lot of trial and error year to year in crop production, says Guyberson.
So trying to find that workhorse instead of that racehorse on marginal ground, I think also shrinks that yield gap too, because you're not wasting good genetics on ground that's not going to produce anything. And going forward, you know, the fertility end of it, you're not going to try to push those yields with fertility or genetics or anything else on ground that's not capable of producing that.
You can learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.